If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You know, like many doctors, Dr. Terry Walls was focused on her patients and treating them with drugs or surgery until she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis about 14 years ago. Some of the conventional medical treatments were not working for her, and she thought that she would be, like many with MS, bedridden for the rest of her life. And then she began studying the latest research on autoimmune disease and decided to get her vitamins, minerals, and essential elements from the food she ate rather than pills and supplements. And she joins us today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Terry Walls, the book is called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. Is published by Avery Books. Thank you very much for coming on. I understand a lot of people describe, Doctor, your recovery as truly remarkable, truly amazing. Do you agree with the way these people think about how you bounce back?
Absolutely. When you're in the secondary progressive phase of MS, there is no improvement during that phase. You don't expect to steadily decline.
Here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
And you were in decline at that time.
Yeah.
The pictures and the talks relate to someone who was in a wheelchair with progressive functional decline. So first of all, the Walls Protocol is the name, and although it sounds like it's four walls, it's W-A-H-L-S, the Walls Protocol. And you used functional medicine to beat this back. So a lot of people want to know, when we tweeted that out, we had several people want to know, what is functional medicine?
You know, it's using the latest science to help people optimize diet and lifestyle to address chronic disease and to really create more health for the individual. It's quite remarkable, particularly for chronic diseases like an autoimmune problem, diabetes, heart disease, mental health issues.
And so it says in the title of the book that you used paleo principles. And when we tweeted that, we got a number of questions also about what you meant by paleo principles. And, of course, we could refer them to the book. It's an excellent book. But why don't you tell us what you mean by that?
So that's using an ancestral health. Basically, it's a diet that's going to stress non-starchy vegetables, berries, good sources of protein, such as organic meats and fish, and eliminates foods that are you're at high risk for having a food sensitivity, and that would be things like gluten, dairy, and egg proteins.
And so you eliminated those. You also did progressive muscle activity. And
yeah.
So someone said, how can someone in a wheelchair do progressive muscle activity?
So I worked with a physical therapist. I also, because I'm on the research committee, I became aware of studies using neuromuscular electrical stimulation of muscles. To keep the muscle strong, and people had a spinal cord injury. So I asked my physical therapist to give me a test session of the electrical stimulation. I tolerated it, and I began training in clinic. And after it was clear that I could tolerate it and I knew how to operate the device, we got a home unit, and I began training at home with some simple exercises that I augmented with the electrical stimulation. You know, and I did that for very intensely, 4 hours, for about 4 years, using an electrical therapy device manufactured by EMPI.
And now the question that probably is asked more about this is, you went away from a vegetarian diet, which many people go towards. You went away from that to a organ meat-based diet. Tell us about that and why you did that.
So, I think being a vegetarian it increased the probability that I was going to be deficient in B vitamins. It increased the probability that I'd have a lot of carbohydrates in the gut, more likely to have a problem with excess yeast. When I was a child, I'd had several years of antibiotics because of recurrent tonsillitis, which also worsened the yeast overgrowth. So I think it was a combination of things. Removing the grain and beans, going more low-carb with non-starchy vegetables, berries, and meat, corrected those nutritional deficiencies. It made a huge difference for me.
And now, since you're a physician, you study this. And
yes.
Does this work in 10% of people? Does it work in 30% of people with MS? What's your gut feeling since this is, and has there been a large-scale study of this?
We have a published literature now where we have taken the same protocol that I've used in others. In our first paper was published. We have more papers coming out. What I see so far is that the dietary changes and the whole program has a terrific success at lowering fatigue, improving mental clarity. It takes much longer to change the walking ability, and that people will have to do a lot of physical training for that. But at a year's time, we can see about two-thirds of the individuals having some improvement with gait. A third of those will have clinically significant improvement in gait. A third will have improvement that we can see. The person can't see touch yet, but they're profoundly grateful that they've stopped the decline. And about a third are declining, albeit more slowly.
So what this is although it is, if you will, a help to a number of people, we should be careful to say that, like many therapies, it is not the answer for everyone, since there may be, in fact, different mechanisms on...
Oh, absolutely. There are different mechanisms. And I tell people, both in our clinical trials and in our clinic, that by flooding the cells with the best nutrition possible, the person will likely have improved health and vitality. And so the fatigue, energy, a lot of quality of life, is the easiest thing for us to achieve. Changes in gait and muscle strength will come, but they're going to come more slowly.
Now, one of the other things you talk about, and one of the things that we've gotten a couple questions since we started talking, saying, is there one or two things that you think is most important that everyone, even people without MS, should do? And we haven't gone through the full list, but one of the other things you do is talk about managing stress.
Yes.
And avoiding and if you will, getting nutrition from foods rather than from pills. So let's talk about those two, and then when we come back from the break, we'll talk about strength and balance training. So
sure.
talk about reducing and managing stress.
Well, I think it's very important to have some type of stress reducing activity. You know, there are literally thousands and thousands of research papers that will show meditation, mindfulness, journaling, time in nature, exercise, all of those things can help normalize and reduce the stress hormone. And so that's part of the protocol. I encourage people to, on a regular basis, do some stress reducing activity very intentionally each day.
And
I think it's critical.
Let me go, Terry, and rather than continuing on right now because we have a hard break, when we come back, we're going to talk about the nutritional components and also about strengthening and balance training program, what you do for those and how important and what the relative value you think of these various things is. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike. Dr. Terry Walls, author of the Walls Protocol, How I Be Progressive, MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine, published by Avery Books. More with Dr. Mike and Dr. Walls right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.